Oh.
Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
Buzz.
Hi, we're all here.
Rob. Matt.
Yeah.
I got a buddy.
Uh-oh.
Just about what?
Well, no, just speak. What,
yes,
I got a buddy.
I got a buddy.
Yeah?
He's just about ready to have a baby. Not him technically, but his wife. I assure you, the most sensitive time in his life, he probably will cry.
Well, no.
Acceptable or not?
Babies
being
more, of course, acceptable.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Both of mine. The joy
absolutely.
Of a baby show.
Yes. Yeah, no problem on that one. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I have cried at births, and I have cried when information was passed along to me that there was not a pregnancy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is Matt's pillow again.
Uh-oh. What was that?
This is Matt's pillow. I just want to tell him to stop biting me and stop making me wet.
Stop making me red.
Wet.
Oh, wet.
Pillow wants to dry
out.
Bite me and don't make me wet.
Well, and maybe red, too, if there's a little BLOOD there. Hello, Don and Mike show. I'm not quite sure where the BLOOD would be coming from.
I wish I had a pillow to demonstrate what that would sound like.
Hello.
Hey, Matthew.
Oh, boy.
Don't let these guys pounce on you like that. If you... Do you like dog shows?
Mike just spit out his water.
Hang up now.
Don't do that when I'm drinking my water.
Do you like dog shows?
A valid question.
That was the best.
Wow. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, guys. I really feel for this guy. I also cry at really difficult times, but bottom line is I think, homo.
Okay.
Homo.
Yes, it wasn't as good as the last guy.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
None of these calls is bothering you to the point where you think you're going to cry.
I'm not going
to
break down.
No, he is sitting here and taking it like a man.
He's fine. Hello.
How are you doing?
We're doing great.
I think Matt has a mother complex with Seth. He feels that's his mother, but wants to have sex with her. So when she cried, he cried because he thought that it was... a little upsetting that she had no feelings for him.
Okay, why don't you work on those theories before you call in?
Thank you, my friend.
Write them down a couple of times.
The late Carl Sagan checking in. Hello.
Billions and billions.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, I was just wondering if Matt had a weeping willow out front.
Boy, there's nothing like guys busting on guys.
Yeah, this is
pretty
a lot
good.
Of fun. Don and Mike, hello.
Sure is.
Hello.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while,
oh,
but
wow.
Then I saw you last night, you held my hand so tight, and I stopped saying hello.
Please hang up on him.
He's not done.
You wished me well, you couldn't tell
that
I've been crying over you.
There you go. There's the hook.
There you go.
Let
it get
man,
to the best part of the
song. This is a great opening. I'll tell you that.
Hello,
right now.
Don and Mike show.
Primal Fear. It was Mark Wahlberg.
No, it was not. It was Ed Norton.
Primal Fear was Mark Wahlberg. It was not a Richard Gere movie. What was the it's a different title for the Ed Norton movie.
Okay, well then I apologize.
Primal Fear, Mark Wahlberg plays a boyfriend, an evil boyfriend.
Oh, is that where he like stalks?
He stalks the girl.
Okay. Right. Well, hey, Rob.
Yeah.
How come you don't know this, the name of that movie?
I think the Richard Gere movie you're thinking of is American Gigolo.
An officer and a gentleman.
That's it.
Shall we dance?
Chicago. Wow.
The Jackal.
Excellent.
Pretty Woman.
You're a king of the Richard Gere movies, and you got to play the...
Homo.
And I was trying, though.
King of the Gerbils.
Man.
K-O-G.
Wow.
Hog. King of Gerbils.
King of Gerbils.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
K-O-E-T. King of entrails. Hello,
baby.
You're on the air, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Oh, hi. How are
hi.
You?
Hi.
Fine. Thank you.
Oh, God. Why did I just say that? I just wanted to tell Matt that I did the same thing today, and that is such a girl thing to do.
Oh, that makes me feel better. Thank you.
I know. Well, it's my birthday, and I still did it today.
How old would you be today?
24.
Yeah, I feel like the man right now.
It's okay. Sometimes you just can't take it anymore, right?
Yeah, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Who would be the celebrity you most resemble?
Kate Winslet, probably.
Okay, see
Actually,
you.
Actually, I have a...
Bye-bye. I'm sorry, that was simply based on a recent picture of Kate Winslet.
There was an actually there.
What a disappointment.
Yeah, but he had, she said Kate Winslet. He was doing his job.
That wasn't me, you like saying taking the sex out of the show.
Right. No, you were doing your job there because to do that.
She said Kate Winslet.
And actually, it was too late.
Primal Fear, Richard Gere, Laura Linney, Ed Norton.
Yes.
Primal Fear.
So it is Primal Fear. Yeah. Well, what's the Mark Wahlberg movie?
I'll check.
I think it's just, you know what I think? I think it's just Fear.
Fear.
I think the name of the movie is Fear with Marky Mark. You know a movie I never turn off that he's in is The Italian Job.
That's a great movie.
When that movie's on, you ever see that one, Matt?
No.
I know you wouldn't like it. It's a movie that has a bunch of guys and guns and they steal stuff.
Is that where they bust the safe down in Venice and they go right down through?
Yeah, and they drive these little Mini Cooper. You know, you wouldn't like it because it's a bunch of shootouts and crazy driving.
I hate that. It's a great movie. Charlize Theron in that too, right?
Yeah.
You looking forward to Monster-in-Law?
Not really, though.
Big J-Lo movie coming out this weekend?
No, not really.
Mm-hmm.
You can check in and see what he's into on the TV.
Did you vote for Carrie Underwood last night?
No.
No, you didn't?
No, I didn't watch the show.
I know. Hold on. Let me go to the channel you watch. Hold on. Here it is.
Oh, boy.
You're going to like it tonight. Tonight you're going to see Confessions of an American Bride. And then In-Style Celebrity Weddings and The Nanny. That's on Lifetime Television.
Sounds like a good chick flick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I'm kidding. You're going to watch The O.C. tonight, right? Come on.
No.
No? What about Joey?
Tonight, no TV at all.
No TV? Okay. Just crying?
You know, I'm still ill. I'm still very ill.
And what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
It's some stomach thing.
9 o'clock on House and Garden TV.
What's that, Mike?
Divine Design.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, my God. Hey, Matt.
Oh, boy.
That woman made you cry, huh? I'll take you down into my place that's darker than 1,000 midnights, and I'll make you cry real.
Oh, man. Thanks for working Rob's slogan in again.
That call came from prison.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, D. Hello, Em.
Hello.
Hey, I'm newly single, and I was just wondering, Matt, I'm looking for a new girlfriend. What are you doing this weekend?
Oh, sorry, I'm busy.
They're continuing to pound on it.
Yeah, just relentless.
Hello, Don and Mike
this
show.
This is horrible.
If you just cry, it would all be over. Hello?
Hi, I believe his resistance was low because he was getting sick. Mm-hmm. And that's why he was. And I think Beth Ann is a big bully, and that's why she's single.
There you got a defender. A defender. Yeah, a woman calls in.
Don't hang up on her.
I'm not going to hang up on her. Honey, would you like to come in? Would you like to have Beth Ann come in? Would you like to yell at Beth Ann for yelling at Matt?
Nope.
You sure you wouldn't like to have a few words with Beth Ann?
You're going
to
back down from Mighty Bridget Jones as well?
Nope.
You're going to back down?
You can't take it?
Are you afraid?
That was just my statement.
Afraid she's
Are you sure? We like debate on this show. You know, we like to have a give and take.
Afraid she's going to make you cry, honey?
I think she's just a bully. Made her feel like a man.
Bingo.
Hey, Beth Ann, why don't you come on in here?
Bingo.
Got somebody calling you a bully. I think the best way to deal with that is to bring the bully right up to face the coward.
Absolutely.
B versus C.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the, hey, how you doing, bully?
Beth Ann, you have a fan on the show.
I know, hi.
On the phone here.
Hi. I'm not a bully.
Yeah, that's all right. His resistance was low. He was getting sick. And
now, first of all, the incident actually happened about 3 weeks ago. And he wasn't sick. And I've been on
Hold on.
Good defense.
That doesn't make the fact that you're still a bully.
I'm not a bully. I was asking him to do his damn job.
Hold on. Please listen to what Bridget Jones had to say.
What?
This was 3 weeks ago. Yeah. He was not ill 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He may be ill today, but we're talking about 3 weeks ago.
So the resistance thing is out the window.
That theory, if it does not fit, you must acquit.
It's futile.
Forget it. Forget that.
But she's still a bully.
Do you think that now?
Because she yelled at him.
I didn't yell at him. I was stern with
finger.
Him. I was pointing the finger.
Your finger in his face. He should have broke that finger off.
Why don't you just tell this bitch off, Beth Ann?
Because I'm not a bully.
Come on, do it.
I'm not even going to signify.
Come on, don't. No. Oh, you know what? That's the Paula Abdul thing that I hate.
Right.
I'm not even going to dignify that.
I will dignify it with a response.
Get down to her level. Come on, Beth Ann. Come on.
I'm not a bully.
Come on. Sure you are. You made
She's
this guy
bully.
Cry.
She's the one that's calling. You know, if she just listened to the whole... To
Your brain's
back.
Got the shell on it.
Why don't you call her, like, the D word?
No.
Yeah!
I save that for special.
Anything else you'd like to add, ma'am?
Nope, hang in there, Matt.
All right, there's a Matt supporter.
There you go.
One of your own kind, Matt.
Matt has a supporter.
I'm feeling better about myself.
There you go.
You should.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Beth, I really wish you would have laid into that lady.
I don't want to.
Hello.
Greetings.
Hi there.
Hey, the last time I cried was about a year ago, and I was watching Mr. Rogers, but I was really, really drunk.
Well, why did you cry, though, watching Mr. Rogers?
He touched me in a way I've never been touched before, Mike.
How did he touch you? I'd like more detail.
Underneath the pajamas.
I don't want to defame the memory of the late Mr. Rogers that way.
Right. Okay, get out of here.
We're going to go to Happy Town right
Hello,
now.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Primal Fear, Ed Norton and Richard Gere.
Gotcha,
Mark Wahlberg, Reese Witherspoon, and the guy from CSI were in a movie called Fear.
Gotcha. Right. Yeah, we had that. Right. We had that information. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Hey, we're on, I guess, today.
We're sitting here with Matt. Matt the Cry.
Matt the Cry. Matt the Cry is, I guess.
His resistance was not low. It was 3 weeks ago when he was as healthy as a horse.
America had been fascinated with the story of the runaway bride. Now they're fascinated with the story of the crying engineer.
Tears at the workplace is our subject. Newsnight with Aaron Brown is coming up shortly.
Everything has been brought up from his sexuality to the bully effect.
However,
he's
claiming memory loss as the reason he can't give us the details. Matt, do you lose track of time often?
I do, and I fall down a lot.
When you cry, do you get the oopsies?
Yeah, I do.
Did you have the oopsies during your recent illness?
No, I did not.
Aaron Brown cries every night when he realizes he's working at CNN. Let's go to Louisiana with Lane King. Our guest is Matt the Crying Engineer.
Matt, the question is, what are you doing at radio, son? They're going to eat you. Don't you know this is a really tough world? You got Paula. She's the producer. She's paid to eat people. Come on,
you understand it.
No, I don't.
You understand anything that guy's saying.
Was he trying to do a Larry thing?
I have no idea.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Oh, hello there.
Yes.
Hey, Matt. If Richard Simmons could cry on TV, you could cry at work.
I could cry
if
right
what?
Now.
If who could cry?
If Richard Simmons can cry on TV, Matt can cry at work.
Yeah, but he's known for crying.
Yeah, I'm not there.
Richard Simmons, please.
Well...
Come on now.
Okay, hold on a sec. Whoa.
Might be some candy stripe shorts in your future.
Kind of like Richard Simmons. Cry. Like a girl.
Hello. Hello.
Well, once there was a man.